Part 2, Introduction. Governing in the key of we, jaguars in the water, clinics on the ground, and immigration overhaul in the air. President Trump needs some wins, in early. Big wins, lasting wins. Wins you can point to for decades, if not centuries to come. Keeping hundreds of carrier United Technologies jobs in the United States was just a small, though significant, start to the wins he needs to pile up. The fourth way means the congressional GOP helping President Trump obtain those achievements. The fourth way means embracing infrastructure, but infrastructure of a different sort than is commonly thought of when Democrats throw around the term, and delivered in a much different way. It means a tenth of the federal spending President Obama squandered in the 2009 stimulus, but a tenth yielding 100 times the lasting benefits. President Obama asked for and received $831 billion in the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, the stimulus. Asking Congress for a tenth of that amount for use in a new sort of infrastructure spending is reasonable. But this means President Trump will ask Congress for a lot of money to spend on infrastructure, big money in real terms, although small relative to the Obama stimulus. Congress should give it to him. President Trump won on the promise of new infrastructure. And the right kind of new infrastructure projects alongside an immigration overhaul can create in 1 year a domestic legacy that will far outshine anything accomplished by President Obama in 8. It can be done. There is a playbook. You just have to study what's happening in Orange County, California, specifically in Santa Ana, since 1999, and in Phoenix, Arizona during the same period. About 350,000 people live in Santa Ana, California. Close to 80% of them are Hispanic. As of 2015, there were 52,583 residents enrolled in the Santa Ana Unified School District K-12 schools, so the city has a very rapidly growing population. The median age is just under 30, with 30% of the population under 18. 1 in 5 people live below the poverty line. The residents of Santa Ana live elbow to elbow, 12,000 per square mile. It is the 57th largest city in America. Its population is often said to include the largest number of Mexican citizens living outside of Mexico, although that sort of assertion cannot be fact-checked. But we are certain that of the approximately 11 million unauthorized residents in the United States, more than half are Mexican.